see all the cell phones, all the messages. You will know all the news. You can read. You are doing school also.
Yes.
You will do school English as a subject. So you can write. You can write the spellings and you can construct the sentences in English. The verbs, the nouns, prepositions. And we have done all that. Same like Arabic, ism, fail, harf. In English also, ism, fail, verb, noun, and then you get mausuf, sifat, adjectives, adjectives, describing words. Isn't it? You will have teachers for English and science and all that. So, mashallah, you are very good. You are well advanced. Now, your life of the student is coming to an end. Are you happy or are you sad? That's the first question. What's up? Are you happy your life of a student coming to an end?
I said, but I'm sad.
Yeah?
I'm sad.
You sad?
Yes, of course.
I said, and you, are you happy your student life is coming to an end? You're happy? That's it. MashaAllah. Why you are happy?
Because I have done the discipline of getting knowledge.
So you are happy on what you had acquired?
Yes.
But are you sad you're departing from your madrasa?
Yes.
From your teachers? Are you sad for that?
Yes.
And Sheikh, you?
So, I have.
So you like the hybrid car, half electrician, half electrical, and half with fuels. Inshallah. And you, Sheikh?
Sad.
You said you're leaving your madrasa. You had a good time here. You enjoyed your years in the madrasa.
I would wish to gain more knowledge.
You've done for 7 years now, Sheikh. You've done the whole nisab from start to end. This is not faragat anil ilm. It's faragat lil ilm. You all understood that? Faragat anil ilm and faragat lil ilm. What is it? What is that? Faragat anil ilm and faragat lil ilm. See, in a madrasa, we can't teach you everything. You can't be taught everything in a madrasa. We have to give you that amount of salahiyat and capability wherein you can now maneuver by yourself. So my Ustad Maulana Abrasa Rahmatullah used to tell us, when the Ustad is present in the class, it's like the floodlights on in the stadium. Everything is visible. People play cricket at night also. They can even see the ball in the night because the light is so bright. You can see everything. So when you are in the class and the Ustad, your teacher, is explaining everything to you, then you are understanding, mashallah. Because your Ustad's presence is there, he has learned from his Ustad, he has learned, it's coming down, Kabir and Kabir, from one generation, one nasal to another nasal, one Ustad, from, it's coming down, and the ulum is coming to you. So you are understanding that. But that's because of the barakat of your Ustad. You yourself, when your Ustad is gone tomorrow, when you leave this door of this madrasa tomorrow, do you have a torch in your hand? That when we put off the floodlights, do you have a torch in your hand that at least you can maneuver in the dark? You understand what I'm saying? You need to have that amount of capability that in the absence of your Ustad, you can still maneuver yourself. You can see the books yourself. You can study yourself. Now, look at one subject, the tafsir. Here they will teach you Jalalain Sharif. First they start off with Quran Tarjuma, then they teach you Jalalain Sharif, and maybe a little bit here and there. But that's all they're going to do. They can't do more than that in the amount of time that we have, 7 years. But now, tafsir, Ibn Kathir, you never have chance to study that in the madrasa. So now you have the chance to study Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Or at least the Mutawwal, at least the Mukhtasar. Why? Because you got the torch in your hand. You got the free time. You see? So I have one student, He teaches his class in Joburg, Indonesia. So he says that, Mufsab, as a student, I never have time to study all the mutawwalat, but now I have a lot of time. So at night I see the mutawwalat, the big kitabs, that I was unable to see as a student. So now you can see Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, you can see Tafsir al-Kabir, you can see Ibn Kathir, because we created the isti'adat in the madrasa for you to do that. So it's not like now your kitab the finish is going to go on the shelf for the rest of your life, then you never put one Bukhari in your hand, you never put one hadith kitab in your hand. It's not like that. This is an ongoing thing. You must have the kitab on your side every day, seeing something, enhancing your knowledge every day. That's the meaning of faragh bin ilm. Do you understand? Then secondly, it's mustahab for you to go back into your community. Your community, wherever you come from, to go and make khidmat in that same community. There's many wisdoms for that. One wisdom is they know you and you know them. They will support you, they will assist you because you're one of them. It's your own people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam done work first in his own community, his own family, the people around him. Now, what's the use now? We want to worry about the whole world when there's in our own villages, in our own communities, in our own families, there's so much of jahala and there's so much of ignorance. So isn't it our responsibility to ensure first that we look after our own community? For example, there's 10 students here. I don't see 10 students here. Me, I see 10 cities. Because one Jayyid Alim can look after all the dini affairs of one whole city. So if you have 3 students in front of you, you mustn't think, Hamare paas 3 bache bas. You must say, Hamare paas 3 qariye, 3 misr hai. There's 3 cities here in front of you. So they can, this one student can look after the whole land tie, another one can look after the whole limb in Lara, because that one alim got the salahiyat Allah has given him. So he will be take all the dini affairs of his community, of the people of that area, he will be able to, the ta'aleem, the ta'allum, the whatever the advices, the nasiha, the jummah, the mayat, everything, he is able to conduct it. So mashallah, Jayyid Ali. Do you understand? So you must have potential when you come out from the madrasa. Then I asked one student of mine, why you became Ali? So he gave ajib answer. He said, no, I used to go in the ijtimas. And then I see in the ijtima the alim tent, ulama tent. So I go in the ulama tent. Then I see people pressing the head of the alim, pressing the leg of the alim, pressing the whole. I like that so much. I like that so much. So I became alim. I said, hey, the ulama. So I told his bhai, you can't become alim for that reason. Sayyidul qawmi khadimuhum. You know, he mustn't become the makhdoom. See, you think I'm an alim, everyone will make your khidmat. You must make everyone's khidmat. Sayyidul qawm khadimuhum. You must become the khadim of all the people. Allah Ta'ala, this road of this alim calls in the beginning, when you come out, you graduate, is not easy. We've all been through it. All his mashayikh, all his ulama seated here, they will tell you. This is starting, it's very challenging. Even in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Makki Zindagi, they had no food also. Only after jihad started and futuhat took place, then only futuhat came afterwards. Now we look at our mashayikh, then we think they're going in an aeroplane, they're getting a lot of da'wat, so that people are running after them, they're giving them hadaya, and this, we're getting mesmerized with all this. But nobody asked them that in your beginning of your life, what qurbani you made, what mujahada you made. So my Sheikh Muaqqam Zaman Sahib said, Il Hazir Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, Waha Tashif Laite Moa, Shah Muhammad Ahmed Patagari, Shah Wasullah Ahmed Rari Kipas. He said, Hamari ya qiyam tha unka, Hazir Hakim Sahib ka qiyam, mere ghar mein. Hazir ne khud farmaya mujhse, Muaqqam Zaman Sahib. He said that, we were so poor, I never had food to even feed Hazrat Hakim Sahib in my house. when he stayed 3 months in the house, Rosanna dal kirate tumko, Rosanna. Kitangit was what. But from what I said, that when we were staying Bashar Wasilla in the Khanqa also, there was no food there. Hazrat apne haath se jo bhi kuch bacha hua chand nukme khila dete the bas us par guzara karte the hum. There's just only a few nukmas. You see? So don't think when you come out from here you're going to get red carpet treatment. You know red carpet? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like President Kane, like the prince has arrived now. Forget that. Those wasabis of shaitan usko nikal do. That's not going to happen. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that those people that put deen first and they strive for deen, they make qurbani, they go hungry, they do everything for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then futuhat will come later. Then Allah Ta'ala will make your life easy for you at a later stage, but not from day one. Illa mashallah, but not from day one. Day one, it's not easy. What you're expecting and what is happening on the ground, it is not easy. In the communities of Malawi, what I found is the Makami people, they don't read Salat much. Even if I go in the Makati also, I ask the children, you read Namaz? Namaz tak nahi padte. They don't have no Namaz in them, nothing. They're going madrasa, everything. But Ihya of Deen is not taking place. Allah Ta'ala will give you a lot of taraqqi if you have to work in a community with the niyat of making, not only teaching the children, making Ihya of Deen. That child never read Fajr Namaz, you have to make sure that he's your student, he must read Fajr Namaz. That student there, he never read Isha Namaz, you have to ask him in a class tomorrow, why have you read Namaz? Go to their houses. This is not happening in Malawi. You can ask all these children, how many of them read Namaz? Hardly anyone reading Namaz. Well, that has to change now. How can barakat come from Allah Ta'ala if even the fara'is we're not making amal on? Even the fara'is, which is compulsory for us to make amal on, we are not making amal on that. So we need to look at the bigger picture. Don't put yourself first, put the deen first of Allah Ta'ala. Once you put the deen first of Allah Ta'ala and you in the back, Allah Ta'ala's nusrat will come. Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Allah Ta'ala will open many avenues for us. Do you understand? So it's mustahab to go back into your own communities and make khidmat in those communities where you hail from. Do you understand that? No. So, and then you can do a little bit business on the side. Nobody's stopping you. You can do a little bit farming on the side. Nobody's stopping you. So that you also got your family. You need to sustain them, carry on. So you must be proactive, productive. I say the most lax people in the world is people of Malawi. When I come here, they're only sleeping under the trees. When you go there, what's up? पूरा दिन सोते रहते हैं दरख्तों के नीचे, काम करते ही नहीं. यहाँ के लोग काम करते ही नहीं. तो ऐसे यू पीपल आर रिटायर्ड ऑलरेडी, दे आर नॉट डूइंग एनी वर्क. इवन द लेडीज आर वर्किंग इन द फार्म्स. ज़राअत में भी औरतें काम कर रही, यहाँ के मर्द कुछ नहीं करते. द पीपल द मेन आर नॉट वर्किंग, दे स्लीपिंग अंडर द ट्रीज, दे वांट द लेडीज टू गो एंड वर्क. व्हाट काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग इज दैट? व्हाट काइंड ऑफ अ कम्युनिटी वेयर द मेन स्लीप एंड मेक द लेडीज वर्क? How can that community progress? How can that nation progress? You see, they're only worried about their haircut, how smart they're looking, the kurta must be brand new, so that the design must be nice, and all that, you see. What is all that? That's not nonsense that. Asal, you must be a mu'allim, bu'ithtu mu'alliman. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam was sent as a mu'allim, was sent to educate the people. Now is your turn. Your life, your new life is beginning now. And irrespective of whatever you are teaching, whatever, do some khidmat of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. A lot of resources were spent on you in this madrasa. Let me tell you, your parents, they sent you here, they made great sacrifice. Those people that are sponsoring this institution, they have put their money behind you. These asatizah ikram that have given their lives to educate you, they have put their lives behind you, they have spent their own lives to educate you. So how much is on your shoulders? Are you going to disappoint them or not? Are you going to disappoint your teachers? And finally, before you go, one last nasiha. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saledi Saab is a big buzrug in Durban, Madrasa Talimuddin. He's the principal, he's the khalifa of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Saab as well as Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke khalifa. So, he was giving nasiha to the students. And he gave this nasihat. He said that you see there's a tree. Right. Now, on the tree, mashallah, the tree is beautiful. It's got branches. The fruit are coming. The flowers are coming. All that's blooming. Mashallah, fruit is looking very nice. Says, why? Says, because you see, that tree is connected to those roots. They are connected to that roots. So when you put water here, then mashallah, the whole tree gets water and everything productive. But if you cut, just say that fruit now says, or that flower says, I want to chop myself off from the tree. The rose, they cut the rose out from the tree. So then they put the rose in the vase. For a few days, how does the rose look? MashaAllah, everybody's smelling the rose. The rose is smelling so nice. There's a lovely fragrance coming out. The color is there. You see, some people even use it in their food. They put rose petals when they're cooking. They decorate the dishes with the rose. But after 1-2 weeks, what happens to the petals? What happens to the rose? It shrivels. It gets dry. And then what people do with it? They throw it in the dust. They throw it in a dustbin. So if you want your rose to remain nice smell and beautiful and fragrant, you must be linked up to the roots of that tree. And that is this madrasa where you studied. These asatiza of yours, whose du'as you require to go forward, you must be linked up to them for the rest of your life. Then inshallah, Aziz, Allah Ta'ala. But the minute you feel that I'm an alim now, I'm a sheikh, because now you're going to get laqab, Sheikh Sulaiman, Sheikh Ismail, Ana Sheikh. So, finished. Ana, when Ana came and Sheikh came and goes together, and then now your asatiza are no more important, your institution you study no more important, then you cut yourself off, and you think that you can fly all over the world now and don't take the du'as of your institution and asatiza, you are living a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. In a few days, in a few months, in a few years, you will shrivel and everything will come to an end and a stop. Will come to a dead standstill. Have you understood that example?
Yes.
So always keep yourself connected to the madrasa and the asatiza. Whenever you frequent Blantyre, come, go, phone your principal, phone your ustads, take their du'as, inform them of the khidmat that you are making. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way. These are the few words that Allah Ta'ala has put in my heart to convey to you. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. May Allah accept our gathering. May Allah accept all of us for the khidmat of deen.